Good morning again. So this is going to be my Thanksgiving Day talk since next week we have a guest. And the week after that, we're going to be in, can you believe it? We are going to be in our, four candles. Advent, thank you. We'll be starting our Advent after that. So this is my only time to talk about thank you and Thanksgiving. And so last week we talked about gratitude. Gratitude and thankfulness in many ways are synonymous of one another. I've broken them apart. Gratitude, we talked about last week, is a feeling. It's a feeling of joy. It's an expression that we have that something will happen or that something has happened. Today we're going to talk about thank you, not as a feeling, but more of an expression of gratitude. And actually, the word thanksgiving, or the thought of thanksgiving in religious traditional thought, is a praising. It's a praising to God for all the greatness that we have. And I still stand firm. I do stand firm, even though I didn't say it right. I stand firm that even though I was like, how am I going to write something about Thanksgiving when so many of my congregants are grieving? I still believe that we have so much to be praised and so much to be thankful for. I actually am thankful for the election. I'm thankful for the election process, and I'm even thankful for the way it turned out. I might have been surprised, and still, I stand firm in thankfulness. So I want to say, and of course I think everyone knows what I'm talking about as far as Tuesday is in regards to the election. I want to say several things to all of you, because there's been a division. And so I'll say, talk to you in that division. That I stand with my Republican congregants in your happiness that your candidate, President-elect Trump, has won. I do. There are so many people here who are hidden. We have Republicans in our congregation. We have Trump followers in our congregation. And this is supposed to be, as someone said, Switzerland. And that I am here for everyone. And there's, I will get to my various points because I know there's so many people who are devastated. So I stand firm in your happiness because I have belief that if you're here in unity, that the things of the slander is not what you're here for. That is not why you voted for him, but you voted for change. For my very devastated, very pain-filled Democratic congregants, I stand here dumbfounded, in awe, and tearful with you. I think all of you, if I'm coming out of the closet, well, hey, I think most of you know that not only am I a black woman, but I'm also a lesbian. And so a number of the things that have been talked about from the Republican Party goes directly against me. And yet, today, I still stand here knowing a deeper truth. And so know that I am with you, and I felt the deep emotions with you, but I still will not allow my Republican congregants no longer to stand here feeling like they need to be in silence. And I don't think I did a great job for all of you, because there are Trump supporters here. There were in the last one, there are some here. And I apologize that you felt like you needed to be stifled, and that you couldn't speak your truth, for I stand with all of you. I stand with my congregants who believe that they can't be heard, or that the judicial system, or not the judicial system, the electoral system is not right, because as an independent, as a Green Party, or dag nabbit, because I am not being heard, I'm making my own party. and for those who stood in silent protest because you didn't want any of the candidates, you decided not to vote, I love and stand with you as well. Because this election was hard. And as we move forward close to Thanksgiving, I hope and pray that all of you can walk knowing that there are reasons, a multitude of reasons, to be grateful and to praise God. So I do, I ask a lot of you each and every week. So for my Republican friends, my Republican congregants that I've seen so much, Democrat and Republican on Facebook, on media, whether it be social or the news, of just the devastation and the continued hatred and fear that this election produced. You know, in all reality, each candidate was one end of the same coin. They really were. And our reactions to them, whether we were Democrat, Republican, or someone else, you, me, all of us in the country, most of us reacted in some form of fear. This election, in my young life, I'm at 52 and I still say I'm very young life. Amen. Was probably the worst in my memory in regards of how much we all fed into the fear and to the hatred of each other. And still I stand here and say I am thankful. What I ask for my beautiful Republican congregants, to have compassion for the suffering and grief of your beloved other congregants, the Democrats. No longer start saying that they're poor losers, you should stuff it, our candidate won, the harsh words that I'm hearing. For we all know that if the shoe were on the other foot, that probably the Hillary Party would be celebrating and probably saying the same thing to the people who support President-elect Trump. That's what I mean about the insidiousness of the darkness that has permeated our society. So be compassionate, for if it were the other way around, you would be grieving, you would be in pain. So have compassion for the tears that are being shed, for the disbelief, for my grieving Democrats, for people who weren't of that, who, and I say that for anyone who might have been Democrats and voted for Republican, have the compassion. For anyone who's grieving for the loss of Senator Hillary Clinton, stop condemning the happiness of the Republican Party. I understand that there have been a lot of things said to you, but support their happiness in this congregation. Why do I say this? Well, I'll first say that a lot of people have been coming to me after Tuesday. They've asked me if this was God's will. And honestly, is pretty much what I said. Ministers don't have all the answers, but I do have a response now. After looking at how we elected President-elect Trump, how we voted for Hillary Clinton or anyone else, out of fear for our country, out of fear and hatred, out of the isms and the phobias, I stand here firm in my conviction that no, this wasn't God's will. This was our collective will. Charles Fillmore coined a frame, race consciousness. And the race consciousness is the belief of the things of the material world, the life and the death, of the rich and the poor, of anything that is of substance, and only thinking of that. This is what we have come to, not in a spiritual realm, lifting things up. And I'm not, no blame or shame. There's many reasons why we kind of go to fear, because we're force-fed fear all the time. I started watching PBS because I couldn't take the regular news and all the hatred. For anyone who is my Facebook friend, you realize that for months I haven't been on Facebook for a while because I couldn't take it. I just couldn't take the darkness, even though it's all around. No, this wasn't divine order, because divine order, in its truest sense, is a formula. And the formula is that there is divine mind, which we have several names for. We call it God. There's a mind, not a natural brain, but an actual creator. And we believe that that creator is good. And that we believe that that creator generates divine great ideas. And it is through those great ideas that then beauty, joy, happiness, love, light is manifested. This election didn't really have any of those qualities, so I cannot stand here and say that this was God's will or that this is divine order, but I do stand here firm that divine order will be made of this. That whatever challenges we go through, whatever we've made in our collective consciousness, whatever we have created based out of the illusion of fear, all we need to do is come back up. Come back up in our knowing that we are the light, that the Christ consciousness is within us, telling us, showing us that we are great, all of us. Not just some of us on one side of the left or right, but all of us. And for us to embrace that. It's interesting that 2 days later, 2 days after the election, Leonard Cohen died, and Jane and I are on kind of the same pace here. I have a different song that I've been seeing of his on and hearing about. I'm only going to say, I'm not going to sing, I swear. I think the break it out, yes. I think you guys would all kind of go running or would smile and go, oh my God, I hope she doesn't say that again. It's Hallelujah. And it's the two last verses that I want you to kind of listen to, because I think it's what we're in right now. You say I took the name in vain. I don't even know the name, but if I did, well, really, what's it to you? There's a blaze of light in every word. It doesn't matter which you heard, the holy or the broken. Hallelujah. 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 I did my best. It wasn't much. I can't feel, so I tried to touch. I've told the truth. I didn't come to fool you. And even though it all went wrong, I'll stand before the Lord of song with nothing on my tongue but hallelujah. Hallelujah is praise the Lord. I know it's a Christmas song usually sang, but we need it now to know that each and every one of us, that this election, that they were two sides of the same coin, that they both rose out of our fears. So for my beloved congregants who are in so much pain and in despair, there's never any moment that I would say, do not go through the grief process that you're going through. You have to go through the disbelief. It didn't happen. It didn't happen. You go through the sadness. I can't believe it happened. And then the anger. What the? What just happened? That is the process, and it's natural. It is normal. And I ask you that as you go through this process, that you land in love. I know that in with unity, it's like, oh, we're so airy-fairy, love, 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 love. We're hurting here. And a lot of you can't get there yet because there's so much pain. I understand that. Yet in our history, I still stand firm that no matter what illusion of darkness has ever befallen the earth, our humanity always rises. And we always make the right choice eventually. I stand firm in faith that with our beloveds who voted for President-elect Trump, by the way, let us no longer call them ignorant. No longer bring them down, call them uneducated white people. There were a multitude of people who voted for President-elect Trump. Why? Because they wanted change. And for whatever reason, that I heard so many people like, I don't like what he says, I don't like his character, but I believe he can change. He can change the government. And haven't we been talking about that for years? That's why we voted for President Obama, because he offered change. That's why so many wanted Bernie Sanders, because he was going to buck the system. Now we're on the other end of the spectrum. And we have President-elect Trump, who promised to shake things up and change the system. So I choose to believe and stop calling anyone ignorant for voting their heart. But I stick with, for you, continue to see positive change, my Republican people who voted for President-elect Trump. I stand with you, praying and having faith that positive change will happen. Yes. I usually don't tell my who I elect, because I actually don't have any affiliation with any group. I like to decide person to person, but I will tell you that I voted for Hillary. I like Hillary. Even the people who think she's a liar, I like Hillary. I'll stand here saying that just to tell you that, yes, even with that, I stand here saying that I have faith that whatever happens, I want you to support, put love and light into the situation that positive change will happen. And for my beloved Democrats and Independents and Green and the new political party that you're about to form, for all of you, I understand the grief. And again, I ask you to take your grief at your own pace. But when you come out of the grief, when you get to that anger, don't use that anger to fortify hate and darkness. Do not use your anger and sadness to think about the lack and limitation. I hold with you that any great movement, any great new law that has come into place because there was a thought of adding, not a fear of subtracting. So instead of focusing on the things that may or may not be taken away, I ask you to, in your own way, rethink of it. Maybe it's fortifying what we already have. Maybe that's the thought we have, that this is an opportunity to go deeper, to evolve into the laws and fortify them. Maybe there is a sense that needs to be changed. Maybe the change will be more positive. At some point in time, we need to look back, know that we're being fed fear by outside of us, and it continues to grow. We are unity. Unity was founded on two Republicans who looked at all denominations, all spiritual paths to find what was true for all. And to form not a religion, but an opportunity for us to learn what the common denominator is for each and every spiritual path. We are unity. And then they said, we're going to call it unity. It is time for us to unify. I love Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King's speech, I Have a Dream. But I think it's time for us to move out of the dream into manifestation, into light, into love, and to see the things that he saw and start manifesting them. No longer thinking that we're in some darkness. No, we are the lights, each and every one of us. I invite you at your own time, in your own space, to think about and remember that the Christ light shines in each and every one of us. And that means you. That means me. That means each and every Trump supporter, no matter whether you like their theology or not. That means each and every Hillary supporter, whether you believe in her or not. Each and every one of us have Christ within us. It is time to move out of the darkness, come together in unity, and be that light. For we are divine. I will leave you with this. Going back to thank you. It is said, and I'm not quite sure if the Buddha said this, but I like it anyway. There's a lot that they say the Buddha said that I haven't read, but it's still beautiful. Let us rise up and be thankful. For if we didn't learn a lot today, at least we learned a little. And if we didn't learn a little, at least we didn't get sick. And if we got sick, at least we didn't die. So let us all just be thankful. Let us just be thankful. So as you march on, Republicans, yeah, yay. Because I'm not going to put any sourpuss on my congregant. If you're happy, I love that you're happy. I'm going to support you in your happiness, each and every one of you. If you're sad, I'm here to be with you, to love you up, and to tell you it's going to be all right, because it is. It is. That's the beauty of aging. You've seen so much. And there's some things in my youth I didn't believe that we would get through. I remember the horrors of Reagan and it's being scared that someone was going to push the button. We were always scared that the atomic bombs were going to go off and that we were going to kill the Russians. And then, and we're all still here. I have complete and total faith that we will not just survive. We will thrive through this some way, somehow. I can't give you the answers of how we're going to do it. I just know that we're going to do it. And so for you, if you need some extra help, I ask you to also, in your bulletins, affirm this affirmation. Let me read it, and then let's say it together after I read it. Just put it, allow yourself to open up and feel the words. Thank you, God, for all the good things in my life. And those things I don't yet know about. Let that vibrate in. Let's say it again together. Thank you, God, for all the good things in my life and those things I don't yet know about. Let it breathe that in. And one more time together. Thank you, God, for all the good things in my life and those things that I don't yet know about. Thank you, God. Amen. And thank each and every one of you. You all are loved and loved. Amen.